This is Israel A-Team News with your hourly update for Monday, 20th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a pleasant afternoon, while Eilut remains sunny and bright. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the U.S. has launched its ninth night of strikes on Iran, as tensions inch closer to full-scale war. Also, the Times of Israel says that the U.S. strikes on Iran continue, prompting retaliatory attacks by the IRGC on Syria, Kuwait, and Bahrain. Also this hour, I-24 News has reported that two U.S. troops have been killed in Iranian attacks on Jordan. Another soldier is missing. Separately, according to Israel Hayom, the U.S. military is facing ammunition shortages as a full confrontation with Iran looms. And finally, the Jerusalem Post highlights concerns from Gulf State citizens who are angry at Iran for attacks on neighboring countries. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens shares that two oil tankers were reportedly blown up by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in the Strait of Hormuz just minutes ago. From Middle East 24, reports emerge of Iran-backed proxies in Iraq threatening direct attacks on U.S. forces as tensions rise. Eli Afriat notes that flight traffic in Kuwaiti airspace has been suspended, with reports coming in about heightened security measures. Let's go deeper, starting with the ongoing U.S.-Iran conflict. Ynet reports U.S. forces targeted Iranian positions to degrade threats to commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This marks a significant escalation in military activities with potential implications for global oil markets and regional stability. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, the IRGC's retaliatory actions have targeted multiple countries, including Syria and Kuwait. These attacks underscore the spreading nature of this conflict, raising fears of further destabilization in the Middle East. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports the loss of two U.S. troops in Jordan following Iranian attacks. This development adds to the human toll of this conflict and raises questions about the safety of American personnel in the region. In a related development, Israel Hayom highlights the U.S.'s dwindling ammunition supplies amid a tightening blockade on Iran. This shortage could influence the U.S.'s strategic decisions in the coming days, possibly affecting its military operations. And finally, the Jerusalem Post brings voices from Gulf State citizens. People in Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Jordan express concern over Iran's aggressive actions. This sentiment reflects growing regional unease and potential shifts in alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports on Soroka Hospital's role as a key growth anchor in the Negev, despite recent challenges, including missile strikes. Separately, Globes reveals that a U.S. chipmaker is in advanced talks to acquire Halo, an Israeli AI chipmaker, for significantly less than its previous valuation. And finally, CTech discusses predictions from Israeli tech leaders about the obsolescence of current technologies, driven by AI and emerging innovations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.